אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים ממאמרי בעל הסולם
בנושא We're reading chosen verses from בעל הסולם on building the future society. You can find our study materials on our site. You can also send questions there. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. Selected passages from בעל הסולם on building the future society. We're on excerpt number 77.
Okay, let's read it and we'll elaborate according to the questions.
בעל הסולם writes in the writings of the last generation, since the religion will be international, it will be possible to win the hearts of the Arab sheikhs with money and religious influence. So they assume the religion together with us as one unit and promote it among the Arab workers and property owners. That in turn will benefit Zionism because they will assume the religion that necessitates love and bestowal upon all humankind equally. They will not be envious of the robbing of the land, since they will understand that the land is the Lord's. The standard of living of the Arabs will be equal to the standard of living of the Jews. This will be a great incentive in winning their hearts.
But this can happen only after the dissemination. And as a result of religion being bestowal and connection, spreads all over the people of Israel and from it to the whole world. Is that clear? Questions? Yes?
Who's the Arab in the system that he's talking about here? Israel, we talk about a lot. Who are the Arabs? What's special about them? Why does he need to talk about them?
The Arabs are from Morocco through all of North Africa, the Maghreb, and so on, through this Middle East, including Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all the way to Indonesia. It's all Arabs. How many are they? 2 billion? How many are there today? 1.3 billion. Well, every day you have more. And?
Where are they in the system? Meaning, okay, where the Arabs are in the geography, understand, but...
Our neighbors.
And systemically, how can we say about them?
It's a very important part. You can't erase them. God forbid, don't even think about it. You have to think only about the correction of the world. Meaning, you have to think about the connection of the world. You have to think how specifically you bestow upon your nearest neighbors the method of correction. And you connect them to yourself and yourself to them. And this is why he says, out of the religion which will be international. So when you do this, you can buy it through money and through religious influence. You can buy the hearts of our neighbor or of our Arab neighbors. So what's the problem? Of course you need a lot of money to do this. It's not simple. But it is possible. On condition that you yourself are connected and want to also offer them the method of connection. And it's not far from their nature. It's not. Now it seems to us that they hate us and they are our enemies. But in truth, they're not. You will see how they will accept it willingly. More questions? Can you add some more?
I just want to emphasize a very strong sentence here that he says, from this good will benefit the Zionism, because when they assume the religion of that necessitates love and bestowal upon all of humankind equally, they will not be envious of the robbing of the land, since they will understand that the land is the Lord's. That's very special.
What?
It's not clear what he's writing, that you can acquire by money and religious influence and that they will accept the religion.
You can't bring money to the sheikhs. The sheikhs is done through bestowal. You need money in order to bestow, in order to establish a factory of bestowal, and the factory itself creates the religion of connection.
What's their benefit? What's he writing here that their benefit will be?
The benefit for the whole of humankind is simple, that everything that everyone wants will happen.
And what do they want? What is Baruch Salam here?
I don't care what they want, whatever they want. Whatever they want, through the religion of connection, it will happen. They will get what they want.
So what does he write specifically about the Arab sheikhs?
He's writing about... It concerns everyone. But he writes about them especially because they are the neighbors. What's the question? This is what's important. Especially that they themselves... What? They lived in Jerusalem. After the war, they went to Jaffa, Baruch Salam's family. They lived in Jaffa. Jaffa was an Arab city at the time because the Arabs fled during the independence war. And houses, there were empty houses, abandoned houses remained there. So they moved into one of those houses and lived there. If there are no questions, let's move on. All right, continue.
Excerpt number 78 from the Peace from Baruch Salam. Our sages said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exists among the nations, Israel, too, will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others. As it is written in the explanation of the words, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests. In the essay, the Arvut, we see from the experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that the Creator has sworn to our fathers. This is why they said God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing, meaning that thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing for the forefathers yet. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity had not yet been fulfilled, since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
Meaning, no sophistication or technological or economic development will help us, or to run away to the moon or to Mars. Nothing. Only the correction in the way he says it, the correction of man's nature. And then we will have peace and quiet on earth. Questions?
No.
Yes?
Rav, if I understand correctly what he's saying, then the role of the people of Israel can't be carried out, because first of all there needs to be peace amongst the nations.
Why? No way.
He writes that until there will be peace amongst the nations, only then
will the role of Israel be completed. Israel must correct itself and set an example. This is being a light onto nations, to influence all the nations. And when the correction in all the nations is complete, then Israel are regarded as corrected. But their correction has to happen first, because through their correction, they understand what they have to give to the nations.
So maybe why do we focus on dissemination in Israel?
First, there has to be the correction here, the emphasis on correction here. And along with it, to the nations, but to the extent that you engage, that you work mainly in Israel, the correction still has to come from the people, from here, from this piece of land. Okay? That's it. Everyone wants to go home already. Let's do the lesson until 6.
No, תקרא.
Yes, read.
Excerpt number 79 from Exile and Redemption. I hereby propose to the house of Israel to say to our troubles, enough. And at that very least, and at the very least, make a human calculation regarding those adventures that they have inflicted on us time and time again. And here in our country as well, we wish to start our own policy, as we have no hope of clutching at the ground as a nation as long as we do not accept our Holy Torah without any allowances to the last condition of the work Lishma, and not for one's own sake with any residue of selfishness.
Nothing to add. Yes.
איזה חשבון אנחנו צריכים לעשות בעצם מכל הקטע הזה?
So what calculation we need to do out of this whole thing?
That the troubles we've suffered should be enough for us. Let's learn from them, like all the wise people who learn from what happened and not wait for the future blows. That's what he's saying. What is he saying? Our only hope to clutch into the ground as a nation depends on our dependence on each other, right? Okay. The wise guy woke up. Well.
Maybe we can read it again, but he says that the conclusion is that we need to come to Torah Lishma.
I don't see it from here. Of course, along the way, it's so. But he didn't write Torah Lishma or not.
Can we read it again? Can we read it one more time?
He says he didn't hear the excerpt well enough. Read it again.
Excerpt number 79 again. I hereby propose to the house of Israel to say to our troubles, enough. And at the very least, make a human calculation regarding those adventures that they have inflicted on us time and time again, and here in our country as well, as we wish to start our own policy, as we have no hope of clutching at the ground as a nation, as long as we do not accept our Holy Torah without any allowances to the last condition of the work Lishma, and not for one's own sake, with any residue of selfishness. So what's the conclusion that everyone needs to come to? Let's say I was trying to explain this to the people of Israel. What's the conclusion in the end? Or the approach, the demand?
The demand is to be in unity among us.
That's work in Lishma?
I don't know about Lishma. Why are you adding it?
He wrote that, work in Lishma. How do I understand these words?
Now it's clear?
Let's say the words don't matter, because it's words of Baal Sulam, but
I don't want to use words that are disputed, that no one understands. Then why use these words? Speak simply, so that everyone understands the meaning of the words. Don't add definitions that no one understands.
Rabbi, if I understand this, actually, it says that we can do a historical calculation, learn from our history, and to come to a conclusion of some sort.
That's also true.
So what can we learn from our history? And
that the troubles and problems we had are enough, and we have to check why we're suffering so much. There's no nation that has lived for that long and has suffered all the time. Why? It's a question that is asked by many, many people, numerous people all over the world. What is happening to them? What is happening to us, between us? Everyone asks about it. So the answer is simple. This nation has to realize its historic duty to bring the method of connection to all the nations. Read the last one and that's it. Number 80.
Excerpt number 80 from Exile and Redemption. In one sentence, as long as we do not raise our goal above the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection. For the spiritual and the corporeal in us cannot dwell together, because we are children of the idea. And even if we are immersed in 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. Hence, it is the holy purpose of for his sake that we need.
And it's not because Bala Sulam wants it. It is how it was permeated in the whole system, in the system itself. You can't escape it until we do it. We won't be able to end the cycles of troubles.
We see that lately the main issue is between cultures and different, we see like what happens between the Ethiopian congregations and they went to protest. We see what's going on in the world. Do you think that this is the main problem in the near future?
The main problem is the division, the conflicts within the people of Israel between all the factions and all the rifts that you have here. Overseas, it's not felt as much, because there it's among everyone, but here it's felt very intensely, and we will see that it will be felt a lot more. The leftists and the rightists, the right wings, haven't yet gone out to beat each other up. Then you'll have all kinds of groups going out against each other. It reminds us exactly what happened at the time when the temple stood between the first and the second, all the problems that they had there. We have no choice. If we're not correcting ourselves, we drown in baseless hatred, and we will not come out of it. And the descent that we have now, it's not like it's going to go away in a week, it'll come down. It's not going to come down. All kinds of parties will connect to it, and movements, they'll give them more money. There'll be a lot of action.
How can we as Bnei Baruch contribute to...
You have to think about it among yourselves. I don't know. I think through dissemination. We have to circulate the matter of connection, that it's our responsibility, it's our law, our Torah. That's all that it talks about. And that's the only thing we have to bring to the whole world. But first we have to do it among ourselves. And this is why our main concern and political plan has to be us taking care of ourselves and connecting ourselves together. It's very important. Very important.
Is there any kind of importance in the explanation that we give, not just to explain and invite, but to also say that it's really a responsibility that each and every person in Israel has?
Say it. We just have to see if it becomes accepted or not. If you tell every person that he's responsible, he won't want to listen to you initially. You have to be an expert in dissemination. You have to start from the very sweet, and as much as you can, you gradually open it. It's not simple. It's a trade. It's a profession. You have to learn it. Yes, Amnon.
Rav, about 100 years has passed since Baal HaSulam wrote these words, and Israel has risen, we have independence, seemingly we've been through 4 or 5 wars, and nothing has changed. It seems like the situation is deteriorating even more than it was in the times of Baal HaSulam.
Yes.
So the question that's asked is how we, what can we do if things depend on us? We here as Bnei Baruch, how do we advance, how do we improve something in this matter?
Disseminate. I don't know. I don't know. If you disseminate today, what are you going to do? Go out to the street like everyone else? No. Disseminating means that you disseminate through the media.
I think that here, all over the world, in all our groups, and here certainly, we're making immense efforts. We go out to disseminate. You saw in the newspapers, the women newspaper.
Look, it's not dissemination the way they do it, because they make a lot of media noise. They bring the police. They bring the media, the news. It makes an impact. They block the roads. Of course. And someone dies, someone gets hurt badly, and women are yelling, screaming. You want to organize that kind of thing? What should we do? We want peace. Of course we have to change. Yeah. Our problem is we don't have the means that they do. Okay. Oh, our friend here has. Yes, Asaf.
Rav, we have a very special opportunity, especially in this kind of period of time, to do a great unity. I'm talking about the unity evening that's happening this coming Sunday. So first of all, it's going to be good music. There's going to be a lecture with Rav. I also heard that the kitchen department is going to be very upgraded, refined food, and a lot of surprises. And for this, we need to do a very special preparation, and the best preparation, as I know it, and with myself. When I register to an event, I already start to feel that event. I already registered, I obligated to come. I feel like I'm in these things. So first of all, the registration is happening on Sviva Tova. There's a big banner, you can't miss it. We're asking everyone to register. But beyond the technical matter, Rav, really that internal preparation for such an evening in a period of time where it's you can feel the separation, this unity of ours, how much internal preparation can influence the external world?
By all means, it's all in your hands. Do it. Do it. What can I do?
How can I, as Rav's student, prepare myself emotionally, spiritually, beyond the registration that we have to do today, which will also help us prepare for the special food? But beyond that, what kind of internal preparation can a student do so you really, because you can feel that specifically this period of time, and especially this unity evening, and the last one was more than 6 months ago, and the next one I don't know when will be, but now we have an opportunity really to give, to hit on that hot
very,
iron.
Very nice, very nice. You speak so well, even I get excited about it. So keep going. What do you want from me? Can I, old guy, jump?
So that's it. I'm jumping here. I'm in a yearning that this evening, maybe we want to express prayer for the Creator that this evening, will truly make a change with the people of Israel, that this will cause a change all over the world.
If you want it, it will happen. This is what I can say. If you want it with all your might, not just for this evening, if you want it with all your might, it will be felt throughout the nation. Yes. But it needs to be a common desire, one strong common desire for everyone.
So in summation, can we say that first of all we register and then we really do in strong internal work?
Yes, in preparation, as you put it.
Announcements. The evening lesson. You're invited to watch this evening at 5:30 Israel time. Live lesson with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. New courses in the Kabbalah Lam campus we're going to be opening throughout July in Haifa, Netanya, Petah Tikva, Tel Aviv, Rishon LeZion, and Shoham. For additional details, dial 1-700-509-209. To be an Israeli, a unity evening for the groups in Israel. Sunday, the 14th of July, there will be a special unity evening in the Petah Tikva Center. An event of connection with a lot of good food, a performance of Kabbalistic Nigunim, and Rav Lightman's lecture on Sviva Tova, and link that was sent on the WhatsApp. The Zohar radio is going to accompany our friends along the way to there and back. It will start at 4 p.m. and will continue an hour after the event. And now a song.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק כשיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק כשיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק כשיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש